Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, April 14th, Thankful Tuesday. Call me, text me, send me a note. Let me know what you are thankful for so that we can share in your joy and be reminded of the ways that God is at work around us. I need to start writing down the things that come to mind throughout the week. Oh yes, that's something that I don't even think about being grateful for. And there it is. Do you have those moments? I want to hear from you. In the scriptures today, we are reading Genesis chapter 1, continuing on in that creation story from chapter 1, verse 20, to chapter 2 and verse 3. You'll notice, like yesterday, the repetition of phrasing, and God said, and then, and God said it was good. There's lots of repetition in this chapter. And Moses' audience wouldn't have had their own copy of Scripture, so there's some sense of comfort in the repetition. And also, in an oral culture, it was helpful in remembering the accounts of creation. This makes me thankful that I have God's Word preserved because of the way that they spoke creation story, and also it makes me thankful to have my very own copy of Scripture and technology where we can share God's Word together over the internet. It's amazing. Then we'll go over to Psalm 93, which reminds us what the whole of the Psalms is teaching us. That God reigns. I've never noticed this before, but many of the Psalms remind us of God's creative power. And today in this Psalm, three attributes that we can be thankful for rise to my remembrance. He is our creator, sustainer, and powerful ruler. And so, Lord, as we open your word, would you transform our hearts and our minds as we rely on you for wisdom, strength, and goodness. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kind. And every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water in the seas. And let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds. The livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our own image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Before we move on, I just want to know, what animal are you thankful for? I can think more about what animals I'm not thankful for, especially those teeming in the sea. Ooh, jellyfish. I'm wondering, why, Lord, did you create them? I know there was a reason. In more serious conversation, Jen Wilkin points out that the day after God's completed work came the Sabbath, a day of rest. Now, God did not need rest. God is infinite and he never tires. Amen? But there is a pattern here. If we look to John 19, Jesus did his work on the cross. What was finished was our salvation. And then what day came after he completed his work? It was the Sabbath. Now, the Sabbath is a hard concept for many of us. We go, go, go. But Genesis reminds us here that God sets this as a pattern. We are not made to be infinite creatures. And while God is infinite, he models for us what it means to rest. Practically speaking, living out the fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments, honor the Sabbath by keeping it holy, is a commandment that helps us to rest, yes, but also to focus in on God and his work. Now, Sabbath doesn't mean you just have to take a nap. Sabbath could mean that you are doing things that rejuvenate you in the midst of your day of reflection on the Lord. And one of the practical things that Jen Wilkin mentioned is, if we'll rest from our work on our Sabbath, that also will allow others to rest from theirs. So if we're not out and about doing all of our shopping and commerce, then perhaps others as well can have that same Sabbath. It's something to think about as we go into our day. All right, let's move on over to the Psalms. Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, firm and secure. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of great waves, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes, Lord, stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This psalm reminds us that God created the seas and they lift up their voices to the Lord. It also reminds us that the Lord sustains. His throne was established long ago, and he is from all eternity. We also notice that he is powerful, even mightier than the thunder of the great waters. The Lord on high is mighty. In what circumstances today do you need to remember these characteristics of God? He is creator. He is sustainer, and he is powerful ruler. Will you pray with me? Lord, today we come to you with grateful hearts, in thanksgiving for the ways that you have worked in our lives and in our midst. We thank you for your character, that you are our creator, that you have made all things, that you sustain all things, and that you are our powerful ruler who reigns. We thank you, Lord, today for a person, someone who comes to mind even now. I want to give you just a moment to pray over them. We thank you for a place. Maybe it's a new place that we have discovered, or maybe it's a very old place where we find our rest in you. Lord, we thank you today for a thing. I'm thankful today for chocolate chip scones. I think that's one of the reasons the women and the small children come to my house on the first Friday of the month to pray, is they love the scones that the Cooks on a Mission have made. Lord, I'm grateful for the Cooks on a Mission and their partnership in that ministry. As we enter into our day, or perhaps as we are headed off to bed, Lord, focus our attention on you. Make us wholly thine. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within us. And lead us in your righteous paths. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.